Hannah, my great TA and I are in the middle of reading 8 cases a week of leadership breakdowns. The fact patterns are diverse, but a handful of themes continually recur. These student cases are strikingly similar to real-life adult cases, including breakdowns I've personally wrestled with as a manager, and many more breakdowns I've seen in my role as a business coach and consultant. This week brought to mind something so obvious that it applies even in seemingly opposite circumstances. How do you get the boss or bigwigs to see a problem or opportunity, whether you're the number two guy or you're someone off on the periphery? Let me portray the double mistake we so often make, then put it in affirmative or prescriptive terms. So we schedule a meeting with the boss target of our concerns. We prepare. We come in selling, telling, moved with passion about what we see. We meet with interest, perhaps. But often our passion is not met and matched. Instead, we often hear the challenges, problems, difficulties with moving on what we see. If we're lucky, we're told to develop the idea more, maybe address some of the drawbacks. We leave somewhat discouraged or really discouraged. We weigh whether our chances are good enough to put in more time, effort, and to take further risks. After this calculus, we often just let it go. Not infrequently, we tell our spouse, friends, whoever will listen, that the big guy or guys just don't get it. Embedded in this rendition are two fundamental mistakes and therefore prescriptions. Perspective is what these two points have in common. First, we seldom appreciate the multiplicity of forces the authority must deal with than what we tend to see from our angle. In a business, for example, a CEO is pressed in upon by legal, accounting, a board chair, and often a wary wing of the board, the media, investors, engineers, the CFO, HR, and sometimes unions or civil service rules, not to mention their key allies within and without the team. Pardon me, but I laugh inside at 90% of the criticism of Obama and 80% of the criticism of Bush before him. Yes, I'm a bit biased, because the criticisms so grossly underestimate the scale and scope of the pressures that must be accounted for. If you want to imagine what the boss should do, and you want to be successful, then do your best to imagine ahead of time what forces are impinging on the boss. Second, people almost never fully appreciate the driving values of the boss or authority. For instance, I'm, as you'd guess, a big picture person, highly relational, appreciative of gray areas, long-term focused, etc. That's nice. But I have to get distance from these really important things I value if I want to influence her or him who's different than me. Often she may be bottom-line focused, and that matters. Or she's more concrete than I am. Maybe she's focused on quick wins and momentum. But I guess if this point makes any sense at all, I should just stop and ask you. Can you honestly say that you know what your boss or other targets whom you want to influence value? I don't necessarily mean their spoken values, faith, hope, and love, or integrity, excellence, and customer service, though these may matter. But I mean what they continually return to in the decisions they make. Imagine if someone was trying to move you and didn't know what your core concerns were. Wouldn't that seem ridiculous? If you want to move the boss, then factor in both of these dimensions of their experience, the pressures that impinge on them, and the values that arise from within them in order to lead with your best self.